In the chorus, I like this line, arise in secret stillness. Because this exactly matches the burden that I want to fellowship with you in this final morning session. Secret stillness. Secret stillness. You know, the allusion here is that the overcomers see the morning star. The morning star is a reward to the overcomers before the dawning of the day. And if you really see the morning star physically, you have to get up extra early, and it's very quiet. There's no activity. And it's not a glorious burst of sunshine. I remember I stayed in one place that was right on the ocean, in the Atlantic. Actually, I've had this experience twice, where I stayed in the Atlantic. And I got up, I wanted to see the sunrise on the sea. And it's spectacular. It's really spectacular. That will be like the Lord's coming. That'll be like the Lord's coming. Sooner or later, everyone's going to shut up. Everyone will shut up and realize that the Bible is the Word of God, that Jesus is the Lord, and that we have been speaking the truth all along. One day, don't worry. One day, everybody will, oh, you were right, because the Lord will come. Yeah. But before that, everybody will see that. Before that, the Lord wants to give some people a special portion that they would see him as the morning star. But for that, you got to get up extra early. And it's not, wow. It's in secret stillness. Yeah. And to get ready for that, we need to know secret stillness every day with the Lord. There's a portion you may be familiar with it. I want to read two verses with you, and then I want to give you a set of words. It's going to go real quick, because I want to give you a full 30 minutes. We will dismiss at 8:30, and you have 30 minutes just to be with the Lord, to enjoy, to sing, to give yourself to Him. I would say during this time, don't pray too much about going back. Just enjoy the Lord. Don't pray too much about the semester or you know, don't be occupied. Just be occupied with the Lord. Just tell him, Lord, I got 30 minutes. Here I am, you and me, and I love you, and here I am. Lord, I might be more open than I've been in years. It's possible. Lord, I don't know when you'll have another opportunity. I advise you, take advantage of these 30 minutes. Just infuse me, dispense, speak. Or don't speak. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you for this time. Anyway, 1 Kings 19:12. You don't have to open to it. I'll read it to you. But you probably know this story. Actually, it starts with 11. This is the story of Elijah. He said, go out and stand upon the mountain. This is verse 11. Upon the mountain before Jehovah. And suddenly Jehovah passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces. Before Jehovah. Jehovah was not in the wind. The Lord told him, go out to the mountain. And then it was like, shh, Jehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. And Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a gentle, quiet voice. A gentle, quiet voice. From my experience, I don't know about you, but I realized that I made a big mistake when I was a young Christian. And I did it over and over and over again through my teenage years. I really enjoyed trainings and conferences. I started going to these trainings and conferences. I came into the church life when I was 14 years old. But even before that, the story that I told you last night, I was 12, 13. I was already going to retreats and actually not too far from this place. And so I thought that whatever I experienced here, I could take it with me and experience that intensity out there. And when I didn't, I got disappointed. And I had the roller coaster church life, conference to conference, for a period of time. Later, I found I was helped by portions like this and other portions that actually our Christian life is not like that. We need these times. We need these times because they really strengthen us. There's an infusion, there's an intensified infusion that you can't get in another setting. But in our daily life, it's mostly just a gentle, quiet voice. And everything that we have talk here is in that gentle, quiet voice. So don't look for excitement, don't look for feeling. Just be satisfied with the gentle, quiet voice. Now, the thing is, sometimes it's too gentle, too quiet, and you don't hear it. Why? Because our inner being is too noisy. And so I want to give you another verse, and that is Psalm 131, verse 2. And again, I'll read it to you. You don't have to turn to it. It starts this way. Surely I have calmed, C-A-L-M-E-D, and quieted my soul. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul. And again, from my experience, from these more than 40 years and observing others and kind of even interviewing and fellowshipping to figure this out, I found that nearly all of us are the same. We come to the Lord, we start to pray, but there's too much going on here. And it's too noisy, too cluttered, too. So the real key is how to quiet your soul, how to quiet your mind. And sometimes not the mind, sometimes the emotion. And actually, even right now, I'm afraid, some are, you're already thinking about like, oh, I got to pack. Oh, we're leaving. Oh, I wonder what time. Oh, it's hard on travel days in conferences. I never like to speak the last morning of a conference. Bill, I'm glad you're speaking this morning. Yeah, because it's too distracting. It's too distracting. But you understand? Because you can't help it. You're like, oh, wait, did I forget my towel? And in the middle of your, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you, my toothbrush. There's just a lot of things going on. So we need to learn. Listen to this. I'm saying this purposely this way. We need to learn to master how to quiet our soul, how to calm our soul. And what we've been fellowshipping with you these days is some helps. Okay, how to do that. And I want to give you a few words. It's kind of two sets of words. One is a set of practices, and the other is actually what's going on behind the practices. When you come to the Lord, remember the first thing, the most important thing is love. Amen. We have to love Him. Taking Brother Ken as my person. We gotta love Him. Let's all say that together. Love Him. That because we're loving Christ, the person. We're spending time with a person. That's the main thing. That's the main thing you should remember. That's the main, Lord, you and me. I don't care for practices. I'm gonna give you a list of practices, but don't care for practices apart from the person. Every practice is for the person. And if it doesn't work, stop it. Change it. Okay. Then another key word, Brother Dennis emphasized this the other day. You have to open. You got to open your inner being. And sometimes it's hard to open. Most times not. But sometimes hard to open. Then you have to say, Lord, it's really hard for me to open. Actually, that's opening. Yeah. That's opening. Then another one is set. We have to set our being on the Lord. We got to set our mind on the Spirit. We have to set our mind on the things above. And this is maybe the most, where we need the most practice. Because we set, and after 10 seconds, we're unset. And then you set, and then you go this way. And then you set, and then the first thing comes back again. And returning and setting. Now, how can you do this? Lots of ways. Actually, these two, you can call. Just call on the Lord. You just call. You just pray. And when I say pray, I just mean say something. Tell the Lord, Lord, you have this morning, I only have 10 minutes. And the rest of my, you know how I am. I might forget you for the next 6 hours. But Lord, I'm here for 10 minutes. I would just advise you to take advantage of the 10 minutes and help me set my mind. Please keep me. Please calm my soul. Dispense yourself into me. Speak to me. Feed me. I love you. And I'm going to go to the Word now. Here, Lord, I want to enjoy you in the Word. Then you just enjoy or something. Okay. But another way is, as we talked yesterday, sing. Okay. Let's see. Is that enough? Okay, that's enough. Practices. Here are the practices. Pray reading. Okay. I mean this. Like, for these, those are the way. Okay, pray reading. But another thing we do is confess. And it's not to have a time of confession, but as we're calling, as we're singing, as we're pray reading, that's the word I wanted to hear. Follow the anointing. That's the word here. You will have feeling. You'll have feeling. Just follow that little feeling. And that little feeling may move you to confess. You may say, Lord, you have the first place in my heart. Or maybe you're pray reading and saying, Lord, amen, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Lord, you're my beginning. Amen, Lord, you're my beginning. And the Lord might say, how about yesterday, that conversation with the brother? Was I the beginning? Oh, no. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me that you were not the beginning. So you confess. You confess. And also consecrate. You give yourself. Lord, I give myself to you. Don't make promises. Don't have the feeling, Lord, I'll never do that again. Or I won't make that mistake today. No, you're going to make the mistake. Or you make a bigger one in some other area. Just give yourself. Say, Lord, cleanse me, forgive me. I give my tongue to you. Lord, I'm just a jokester. I just can't help it. And like every other word is a joke. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for my. I'm just too light. I'm just too light. Lord, be my weight of glory. And then you keep enjoying, you keep singing, you keep praying. So the confession is something very organic, and actually the Lord leads you there and then feeds you more. And then later on, more. Don't just set apart a time for confession. Usually it doesn't work that way. And then another part is is to praise. Just praise him. Or give him thanks. Just thank him for something. Just, there's a lot to thank the Lord for. There's a lot to thank the Lord for. And then I would say to pray. Well, I'm not even going to write it down. In the morning fellowship with the Lord, it's best not to devote time to pray for things. Unless you feel you're really in the Lord's presence and there's time. Then you can pray. Lord, remember I got a test today. Lord, I pray for my grandpa, he's sick. Lord, my friend. Lord, this. Lord, I have this decision. Maybe leave those things for another later time. And just concentrate really on this. Yeah. But really, just follow the anointing. And the Lord will lead you. Because the Lord may lead you to this morning to pray for something. And, the brother said, don't follow what I'm saying. follow the anointing. The Lord may go 100% against what I just said. And I'm open for that. So just, anyway, follow the anointing. So, I want to recommend these two books to you. I for the last couple of years, I've been saying this in many settings, but there are some of you who never heard. To know this more, we have two books, classics, that if you could read. I don't want you to read the whole book. I just want you to read a chapter or two in the book. One is called How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God, chapter 5. Just one chapter. How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God, chapter 5. And the other one is called Lessons for New Believers, chapters 21, 2, 3. Lessons for New Believers, chapters 21, 2, 3. You'll find all this there. And another thing that is emphasized in Lessons for New Believers is this: a set time and a set place. And in these writings, these are by Brother Lee, Brother Witness Lee, he talks about the science of fellowship. It's a science. And you can master it. That's one angle. The other angle is just be simple and love the Lord. And when you go to actually be with the Lord, don't think about any of this. Just love Him and follow the anointing. That's really, be as simple as possible. Amen. Please go. Enjoy. Be with Him. So the next meeting, the break is at 9. The next meeting is at 9:15.